Airtime is open source radio automation software for Linux, similar to Rivendell. However, where this differs is that this is all web-based. You install the software to a server box, and this provides a web front end for DJs and network shows for the radio. If you were broadcasting internet radio, you would just need a server and a data center somewhere, or even a VPS or cloud. If, on the other hand, you wanted to set up a traditional station, you would probably want a local box, audio output, hooked up to the transmitter. Airtime is made by Source Fabric, Czech non-profit organization who produce open source software for publishing and journalism. Their other projects include NewsScoop, a CMS for news sites, and BookType, a publishing platform for print and ebook. One of their sources of funding is hosting and supporting instances of Airtime and BookType. Debian and Ubuntu are actively supported, with sources available to compile for other distros. Documentation is very thorough, and there is an active community. Under the hood, the system uses PostgreSQL for the database, RabbitMQ for messaging, SOAP for constructing and encoding the stream, and Icecast for serving the audio online. Installation is straightforward. Deb package is provided for auto setup, but I just added the apt repos to a stock Debian 6 VM, followed the instructions. After install, you access the interface using your browser. An admin account is created during install and you log in with that. Once logged in, you are presented with the interface. First at the top is a master panel showing the previous track, current track, next track, the name of the current show, stream switches for live feeds, a big on-air box turns red when its station is live, and a clock showing the station time and time zone. All the info is blank and off, obviously, as nothing is loaded or set up yet. Beneath the master panel are tabs for different interface screens. First step after install is to check the system settings. Only available to admin users. First is preferences, where the station name is set along with time zone, etc. There's also settings for email, so the server can reset passwords for users, and SoundCloud integration, automating podcast creation if you use that server. Next would be users, where you can create accounts for different people running your station. Permission levels are as follows. Guest, which only allows you to view the interface and not interact. DJ, which lets you upload media and add to the schedule during your assigned shows. Program Manager, which lets you create the time slots for DJs. And finally, Admin, who also has access to the system settings. On the Media Folders screen, you can redefine the folder in which all the media is stored, and also find Dropbox folders to auto-import media, useful for importing in bulk. However, it doesn't seem to have a way to auto-tag these in the database like Rivendell can, something which might be useful in the future. When first installed, an OGG stream is created, is sent to Icecast on the local server. Going to the Stream Settings screen, lets you change this and all the other output settings. The audio can be outputted via ALSA on the local box, as well as three different Icecast streams for different codecs and qualities, and even to remote servers. OGG and MP3 are available, but I know LiquidSoap, the engine running the stream, can do some others like AAC. You can also set up input streams on this page. You can set up two streams, master and show. The master has one password, and assuming you set auto on off setting, will interrupt anything on the station with its audio. Good for a studio live stream. The show stream has a dynamic password, particular to a user and show. I'll go a bit into that more later. Now for the fun bit, actually running a station. First, you need media. Click on Add Media tab, and simply click and drag your files, OGGs, MP3s, etc., from your file manager into the browser window. You can also use the Add Files dialog. Click Start Upload, and each file will be uploaded and imported into the library. On the server, there is also a command line tool for importing, and the aforementioned watched media folders. You can now click the library tab and browse the tracks, preview them in the pop-out player, edit their metadata if needed. On the right-hand side of the page is a button labeled New. This gives the option of creating playlists, smart blocks, and web streams. This playlist is simple. Click and drag or multi-select tracks on the left to add them to the playlist on the right. The order can be tweaked by some more click-ag action. and the fades and cuts between tracks can be edited. Make sure the list is labeled and maybe has a description and click save. A smart block is like a playlist, but instead of manually adding tracks, you define rules, such as creator contains Springsteen or year is in the range 1990 to 1999, and the system will find your tracks and create a playlist length you define. There are two smart block types, static and dynamic. In static, you set your rules, click generate, and it will create your list then and there, and can be rearranged as a regular playlist. The dynamic block will only pick the tracks when the block is added to show. This lets you have an up-to-date list if you are adding tracks to a library. Web streams are useful for if you want to add content from another Icecast stream to your station. You define the stream URL and the default length of time you want to run the stream. All the playlists, smart blocks, and web streams are added to the media library as if they are regular tracks. Next part of running the station is scheduling shows. Clicking the calendar tab brings up a traditional day-by-week grid, which can also be viewed by week by day. Clicking plus show brings up the new show dialog. You set the name of the show and other descriptive info, time the show airs, and if you want it to repeat. This is only the scheduled block settings to repeat, not the content. Live stream settings for this scheduled block are also set. You can opt to use airtime authorization, so your DJ just needs to enter their airtime login credentials into the Icecast transmission software to start streaming, or you can set up a custom user and password for a one-off access. Record and rebroadcast only seems to work for when audio is entered locally through the line in. I'm sure it's technically possible to do something with Icecast streams as well. You can now set which DJs have access to the scheduled show block and the colors used when it is displayed in the calendar. Finally, click Add List Show and it appears. Clicking on the schedule block lets you add or remove content, edit the settings, or delete the show. If in the day or week view on the calendar, you can also drag the show around to different times. Clicking Add Content brings a similar screen to the library. On the left is the library of tracks, and on the right is a list of what will be broadcast and when. Tracks and playlists can be dragged onto the show list, populating it and displaying in red the time still to be filled, or green, the time that you have overbooked. If you add a dynamic smart block, it is at this time it will pick tracks. If you add a web stream, the output of the defined stream will be played. If the show is overbooked, the last track will fade out at the end of the time allotted. It's unlikely you will pick just the right amount of tracks, so it's easy to find a track of a particular length using a library search to plug. And there it is, a show set up to play. Obviously, you need lots of content to get going with a full station. Perhaps grab a load of HPR and other CC podcasts and music in there for practice. I work at a college in Croatia, and we have a simple streaming radio station for a couple of years now. After I started researching this episode, I could see that this could work for us, so we were looking into using this in a production setting. I will be doing a follow-up episode for HPR with a bit on how I got on. I'm AukonDK, AukonDK.com, AukonDK.com. Please support HPR with your own episodes, commenting the episodes you like, and encouraging more content. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.